This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger, who has been working hard all summer long so he can work six more years as Essex County Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
I want to get into a couple of things that are going on at the Correction Center or whatever in Middleton and beyond. But first up, Kevin, a summary note on the campaign and your thoughts on a pretty intensive, I guess, Democratic primary.
Yeah, it was. Well, first of all, I would like to thank the voters for their continued support and giving me the opportunity for like you just said, a second six-year term. Those six-year terms are wonderful because, you know, it gives me or whoever, you know, sits in an office like this an opportunity to get some things done, get some work done, and make some accomplishments over that six-year term. It makes it easier. But I also just want to really just honestly thank my family and the volunteers, as well as the staff here at the jail. They do a great work. They helped me get me back in office, and I'm very, very, you know, appreciative of all that.
Well, so the good news is you won, but then again, on the flip side, you got a lot of work ahead of you. So I guess what are some of the priorities that you're looking to continue to work on or implement here in the months ahead and years ahead?
Oh, absolutely. You know, a couple of things things like this didn't come out in the campaign, but, you know, the Middleton facility here was built in the early 1990s. And as I like to say, we are facility challenged. It's an older facility. It's in need of a lot of repairs. So we're right now in the middle of a major rehabilitation construction on the facility. And we have been doing that for about another last year or so, but we're probably going into the next couple of years too. So then, you know, that puts a strain on the facility as far as taking cells offline and making sure we can still continue with all our programs and all the services that we want to allow the inmates to have an opportunity for. So, I mean, first and foremost, you know, that's really the one piece we have to do right away is just make sure we can continue to operate successfully and productivity can be maintained. So we're doing that, again, with the staff that's here. But, you know, my number one priorities going forward really is a big one is recruitment and retention. It's like a lot of law enforcement agencies, not just corrections, police and other affiliated law enforcement partners, we're all having trouble trying to hire and retain staff here in this day and age. So, you know, we're doing that. We try to run three academies a year just to keep, you know, correctional officers on board here. And we're looking at some ways to attract new candidates to come in and see if this job is for them. And hopefully they can join up and become part of the team up here. And we're also working with our, you know, unions and our personnel here just to try to find some good ways to retain the officers that we have here. One thing about a correctional facility, a lot of times we become feeders for police departments, the state police, when they hire. So, and I'm all for, you know, trying to help another agency, but my priority obviously is making sure I have enough staff here to run this place safely and securely. So that's one of them. And the other things, too, is, as I mentioned before, it's just continuing the programs we have, the services that we have to maintain here in order to give the inmates, you know, the treatment and the rehab programs that we have. So when they leave us, they go back to society and become productive members again, and they don't come back. And we've talked, Bill, I've talked a lot about this with you and as well as over the campaign trail. We've done, a lot of really, really good work in this area. And one of the big programs that I've been very proud of is our STAR programs in Lennon Lawrence. STAR is an acronym for Supporting Transition and Reentry. These are new facilities that we brought on board just to give folks after incarceration an opportunity to continue working with us and getting those services, whether it's educational programs or vocational programs or even treatment or rehab for, you know, maybe it's mental illness or substance abuse issues. We want to keep those programs up and running in those communities and working with community partners because they're key to our success because we have to do handoffs to these folks after they get out of our jurisdiction, so to speak. And down the road, I'd love to expand that further in the county. And we're, you know, that's the long-term goal, but the short-term goal is just to keep them up and running, build better systems each and every day, and hopefully we can continue to make an impact on some of these individuals' lives. So again, they stay out of the criminal justice system, they stay out of jail, and they can maintain their family life and their, you know, stay with their jobs and stay in the communities, as I said before, as productive members of society.
Sheriff Coppinger, let me just close it out with one question, kind of an informational question, and for our listeners and for me, just give us again the profile of the varied different inmates that you have in Middleton or in your other facilities in Essex County. I think that would be of interest to our listeners.
No, that's a great question, Bill. And right now, we have about 1,150 inmates in Essex County. We are the second largest jail and house of correction in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Suffolk County is number one. We're probably maybe 50, 60 inmates less than them. But the difference between a jail and a house of correction is a jail is for individuals who have not gone to trial yet. We call them pretrial. They make up about 70% of our population, and then the other roughly 30% are in the house of correction, which means they have been convicted and sentenced here. And out of that, because we're a pretrial in a house of correction for those that have been convicted, we have all kinds of inmates ranging from some folks charged with the most heinous crimes like murder and rape and armed robbery and heavy drug trafficking, all the way down to individuals that are in, it might be simple drug possession or a second or third offense for drunk driving, things like that, and everything in between. So it's a very complex organization. It's very difficult to maintain a proper balance in here, because we do have some individuals here that are here for a reason, because the judge and or a jury sent them to us because they're a threat to public safety, and we want to make sure we maintain that public safety as best we can. But at the same time, offering services to those that need it, a lot of those low-risk or low-level individuals that are here on those minor charges that I mentioned. So it's a big job. I've got 6 years experience up here now, almost 6 years, and I think you know my background with the police world when I was in Lynn. So I've got well into the 30-year range of expertise in how to maintain this, and I have great staff here that also know what they're doing, and they're a tremendous help to me to get the goals done that we want to get accomplished.
Well, Sheriff, I wanted to check back with you after the campaign and have you look ahead for us, as you have just done. And is there anything else I didn't ask you about that you do want to share with us regarding 6 more years?
Well, it's not quite 6 years. I still got to get through November.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not having an opponent. I've taken nothing for granted in this election, you know. So, you know, I say, I have an opportunity. But after November, then it'll be official. But you know, either way, we're still going to just maintain our goals here. We're still going to work hard every day. And I'm going to say it again. I can't say enough about the staff here at the jail. These are very hardworking and dedicated and committed people to doing the right thing. And my hat's off to each and every one of them. So, you know, as being a sheriff, I get to sit in the big office up front. But the men and women here that work here, they make me look good. My hat's off to each and every one of them.
Absolutely. And thanks for mentioning that about the there is a November election. There's not an official opponent. That would be a historic write-in opportunity or story if that were to ever happen. But it probably won't happen, I'm guessing. But
well, I'm hoping not. But, we're still out there doing my job every day and trying to get the word out there. So doing
perfect.
The best I can.
All right. There he is, Sheriff Kevin Coppinger, Essex County. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.